Welcome everybody to Black Coffee and Theology. Well, we have come to the end of another season. I thank you all for listening to Black Coffee and Theology throughout the season. Been a little inconsistent on the back half, but hopefully you've enjoyed the episodes, the conversations that I've been able to have, the topics that I've been able to illuminate. I'm thankful for another season, closing another season, and I'm already anticipating some ideas for next season. I'm thankful for all of you who engage with the work that I do, right? I've come to the end of my first quarter in PhD life and did well, 4.0 well. Thank you again. On this episode, I just want to talk a bit about salvation. And it is not lost on me that we are in that period of Advent and Christmas celebrations, as many are thinking about the birth and the life of Jesus, and many are thinking about what it means to have God with us, right? And so, salvation. I want to start with a Henry Nouwen quote. I love me some Nouwen. And he says, salvation is not only a goal for the afterlife. Salvation is a reality of every day that we can taste here and now. And so I've been thinking about salvation because as I've grown older, that word means something different than what it meant when I first believed, right? When I first believed, I was concentrated on the messaging that was given to me, which was I wanted to be saved from hell. But even as a young believer, I was more concentrated on being saved unto God, right? And so there was this question that arose over the years of, what am I being saved from? You know, saved from what and for whom? To whom will I run? You know, where can I go? And I know a lot of gospel preaching tries to scare the literal hell out of people. And that has never been a good motivating factor, simply because a lot of people are living in hell as we speak, right? It is very hard to concentrate on an eternal punishment when people all of their lives are experiencing crucifying realities. They're experiencing the contours of wickedness, right? Done against them. They are impoverished. They don't have enough money for groceries, right? And so trying to scare people out of hell is not effectual. I'll say it that way. And in my mind, I think often of Dr. Yolanda Pierce's book, In My Grandmother's House, which I highly recommend. And one point that she makes in the book is this question of, are you saved or are you safe? Right? Like, are you saved or are you safe? And many people are trying to answer for themselves that piece around safety, right? We don't need the sinner's prayer. We want to feel safe. We want a salvation that holds us. We want, in the words of Cole Arthur Riley, we want a God who is someplace, right? A God who is someplace that offers us refuge from the the coldness of this world. And that is a message of salvation that I can get behind, rather than scaring people, rather than showing people all of the ways that they are dirty and wicked. We want to feel safe, amen. I think of also this challenge from Jesus, where he turned to the disciples in John, and he says, "What about you? Do you want to go away?" And Peter responded, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the message of eternal life, and we believe. We have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." And that's John 6. And so there's something beautiful in that proclamation from Peter. Like, where else are we going to go? We have come to believe in you. Like, we have come to know the message that you bring, the salvation, if you will, that you bring, the presence that you bring. And so as you go throughout this holiday season, I pray that you would be able to explore the edges and the contours of salvation, and you would be able to think of what it means to you now. For me, salvation isn't only about something that's going to get me to heaven, although, hey, I'm hoping in that day, but I am very concerned about the God who can be with me now, right? Amen. Amen. See y'all next year. Black Coffee and Theology Pod is a production of Three Black Men, the podcast about theology, culture, and the world around us. Follow us on Twitter at Three Black Men. If you like the content that you are receiving here and want to receive more, whether that is in longer conversations, essays, devotions, and videos from either myself, Sam, or Trey, please sign up for our Patreon at patreon.com/threeblackmen. Don't forget to like, rate, and review Black Coffee and Theology Pod, as well as Three Black Men.